The following is an encore presentation of Distorted View Daily.
Experience the magic of reruns.
I feel it in my fucking cunt.
Feel it in your cunt.
See the shit stains, folks? That's what happens when I overeat. My stomach can't take it, and the shit keeps coming out. I can't control it, so I get shit stains all over here, folks.
Hey, folks, this is Batman. You're listening to Distorted View.
Shira and I want to talk to you about something that's very personal. Your body.
Remember, it's your body and no one should touch you in a way that you feel is wrong.
I'll get anybody who tries it.
It's not that easy, Orko. It's hard for a young person to admit that he or she has been touched in a bad way.
Yeah, that feels good, doesn't it?
If you've been touched that way, don't be ashamed. Tell someone you trust, like your parents, your doctor, your teacher, or counselor, or your minister or rabbi.
Right, Orko?
Right on!
Hey, freaks, it's Wednesday, January 27th, 2010. Coming up on the program today, a baby's head goes splat, plus exploding colostomy bags, and Polygrip claims another life. All of this plus your emails today on The Distorted View Show.
It's The Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Yes, Tim Henson with you. This is the Distorted View Show back for the Wednesday podcast. Got a great program. To kick things off, I've got some of the worst... hold on, I'm sorry. I thought I put that on silence. Guys, that is my cougar line. It's just something I'm experimenting with. I don't want any shit from you guys. The last thing I want is a bunch of emails calling me a granny fucker or something. It's not like that at all. I'm curious about some stuff, and older women know what they're doing. I just happen to have a second wireless phone number, so I thought, well, why not make that my sex line? So, you know, it's working out for me. I mean, they're not necessarily beauties, but they put out. And that's all I'm looking for. All right, yes, I do have a great program for you. Like I was trying to say, at the top of the show, I have some really awkward, bad acting from a scat porn video. And I know what you guys are saying. Tim, you've played way too much poop porn this month. Believe me, I agree. So I'm not going to play the actual act of scat. We don't need to hear the crisp, crackly sounds of a churd being pushed out of a rectum. Instead, this is the intro, the setup to the porn scene. Let's see what happens here. There's a couple of guys, I guess, driving on a road, and they run across a hitchhiker.
Where you headed, buddy?
Down the road, ways.
Yeah?
Yeah, so what's going on?
Where are you headed? Down the road. That makes a lot of fucking sense.
Where you headed, buddy?
Down the road, ways.
Yeah?
Yeah,
yeah,
so what's going on there, guy?
How you going?
Well, I'm just going down the roadways, but look like you could.
No one knows where they're going. They're just on the road.
Look like you could use a bath or something there.
Well, that's very rude. Looks like you could use a bath.
Look like you could use a bath or something there. I could clean you up there.
Clean me up?
Yeah, clean you up. And take you to a motel.
How do you mean clean me up?
What, take you to a motel or something? Clean you up?
And do what?
Get you cleaned up.
Clean you up.
You hungry?
Yeah, I'm hungry. Are you hungry?
I'm always hungry, yeah.
What, would you like to eat?
Hungry for what exactly? What type of movie is this again?
Depends on what you have to give. I mean, I can spring for the chow if you can give me something back in return.
What would you like that?
Well, we can work on that when we get to it. I like a good time. How about you?
You a faggot? Is that what you are? You a faggot? You want me to suck your dick?
I like a good time. Mm-hmm. How about you?
Well, I like a good time too, but...
Yeah?
What kind of a good time are we gonna have though? I mean...
You like a little bit of a blowjob once in a while?
There it is.
Well, yeah.
Yeah? Yeah? Ever let guys suck your dick?
Well, yeah.
Yeah? You like that?
Of course. He's into it all.
Yeah, we're talking about... Extra good though, right?
Yeah, I like that, yeah.
What was that?
Yeah, we're talking about extra good though, right?
Why can't I understand? Am I going deaf? Because it seems like every day I'm like, what is he saying? I can't understand. Either a voicemail caller or an audio clip is just...
Yeah, what's up, bud? Extra good, right? Yeah, what's up, bud? Extra good, right?
Whatever.
Yeah, I like that, yeah.
Yeah, what's I like that too, good? Whatever.
What's extra good?
What is extra good? What are you talking about extra good?
Well, you got some cheese for me or what?
Oh my God, what? What?
What's the extra good?
Oh, okay, he's saying something about extra good.
Yeah, what's that about extra good, though, right?
Yeah, I like that, yeah.
What's the extra good?
What's extra good?
What is extra good? What are you talking about extra good?
Well, you got some cheese for me or what?
Got some cheese.
Plenty of that for you, buddy.
Hey, fuck, I like that. Well, you...
How about ass?
Yeah, I like ass. I like to suck ass. Dirtier the better.
Oh.
Man, I've been on the road for 5 fucking days. I got some good shit for you. Man, I've been on the road for 5 fucking days. I got some good shit for you.
The odds of running into another shit freak who happens to be hitchhiking, it's got to be 1,000,000-to-1 shot. This guy is obviously not into scat, and the second he gets in your car, he is going to kill you.
Hey, fuck, the shit that... Hey, you don't call me the shit eater for nothing.
One way to fucking find out, isn't it?
Yeah, that's it. You better hop in.
Let's go.
Come on, buddy.
When your nickname is the shit eater, it leaves very little to the imagination. You know exactly what you're getting. Let's call in the shit eater. What does he do? He's an electrician. All right, so there you go. Just a little bit of scat porn for you, minus the scat. And again with the phone. Guys, I'm really sorry. Hold on, I'm going to take this. Hello?
Hey, baby.
Well, hello there. How are you?
I just saw your personal ad on pussypatch.net. Thought you looked real good.
What are you after tonight?
I'm just looking for some fun, sweetie.
Yeah?
You want to play with me?
Sure.
Ram.
Grr.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, tell me a little more about what you look like.
Short, brown hair.
Nice.
Curly.
Ooh, I like that.
180 pounds.
Oh, yeah.
Jiggly arms.
Ugh.
Stretch marks.
Okay.
Oh, my stomach.
I gotta get going.
My pussy no longer self lubricates.
Okay, listen, I'll call you back in a little
bit.
Bring
the KY, baby.
I'll call you back in a little bit. Holy mother of fuck. Look, when you're dealing with cougars, occasionally you'll get that type of woman. And by occasionally, I mean just about every time. They are just horny, dried up, disgusting wrecks of the female species. And quite frankly, that is the definition of a cougar. All right, I'm sorry about that. Let's move on now. Something we haven't done in a long time is have Cheryl Murkowski read us a Craigslist ad or two. So I'm happy to bring this little segment back. Cheryl has 2 posts she has prepared for us today. Take it away, Rills.
I want your very ripe, uncut 37 Mission District. Any guys need their sweaty, ripe, uncut cocks cleaned and serviced? Feed me your cheese and loads. Offer good any time. You host.
Alright, guy looking for a cheesy dick. Along those same lines is the next ad.
Natural Man, San Jose. I am looking for someone like me that does not use deodorant and likes to have someone suck on his rank, smelly pits and suck his cheesy dick, digging that cheese out of that foreskin with my tongue. I love the natural man, a man that smells like a man, looks like a man, with lots of hair all over, and has a long, thick, uncut cock. I am a very, very oral bottom that loves.
Yeah, if you are going to suck the cheese out of some guy's foreskin, I would say that you are definitely a very oral bottom.
I love to suck, swallow, chew on foreskin. Yeah, chew that foreskin like beef jerky and ball sacks and rim a hairy ass. Men of color are especially pleasing.
All right, thank you very much, Cheryl. A couple of smegma-related Craigslist posts there. I've got a great clip here of a weatherman. This isn't really a news blooper, because I think he really did mean to say what he said. Take a listen.
In town now, our wind chill factor about 23, humidity 85%, a north wind at 13 miles an hour. Picking up some snow, are we? Yes, we are. In Princeton, we picked up 9 inches of snow. Bill Ricka had 7, the biggest amount that I could find, almost as big as me, about 9 inches. Bill Ricka, 7.
My.
And in Stoneham, we had 6. Peabody, 5.5. And Natick, about 2.5. Brookline picked up about 2.
I mean, what else could he have meant there?
Biggest amount that I could find, almost as big as me, about 9 inches.
Yeah, well, you're still a weatherman. I'm just jealous of him, actually. All right, DV listener Andy found a great Yahoo Answers question. He didn't write it. Some broad posed this question. Was that my water breaking? Okay, so about 30 minutes ago, I sneezed, and a gush of something came out. Now, I know it could have just been urine, since sometimes when I sneeze, this happens to me, but usually it's just a little bit. This was a lot. TMI alert! I even had to clean some up off the floor. I know, gross, right? Since then, I haven't had any more leaks, but I'm starting to cramp a little bit on the front side of my abdomen, and my lower back hurts. Now the pains have been going on for 2 days in my back. All I need to know is, should I wait it out for a little bit longer and see if I start having bigger contractions, or should I call the doctor right now? Thank you so much for the info. The best answer was, yes, it was probably your water breaking. Go immediately to the doctor. Another answer is, did you smell it? Why would you smell that? Your fluid will smell different than pee would. Get down on the floor and sniff the discharge dripping out of your coont, please. Get back to me. Okay, thanks. So there you go. Great Yahoo Answers question. Thank you very much, Andy. The last thing I wanted to share with you before we get into the news is a website I just ran across. I don't know how many of you are familiar with it. It's called YiffyTube.com. It is the X-Tube for furries and furry lovers. If you enjoy watching idiots dressed up as bunny rabbits fucking, holy mother of shit, I've discovered the motherload. Now, I've got a sample video here that you might enjoy. This is a puppy dog giving a griffin a blowjob. Sure.
Give it a blow. Give it a blow. Oh, good boy.
All right, you can hear the griffin praising the puppy dog. Now, I believe the puppy dog is a woman. But I can't be entirely sure. He does refer to him as boy, but I think that might be part of the furry play. It sounds like a woman.
How bad is puppy mom? Mm-hmm. Oh, is the puppy mom gone?
Mm-hmm.
Dead puppy. Dead. I can't hear you.
The griffin is now making the puppy beg for his bone.
Dead. Dead. I can't hear you. Louder, puppy. Good boy. Come get your bone. Come get your bone.
Come get your bone.
Oh, good puppy.
Uh-huh. Oh. All right, let's fast forward a little further into the video here.
Good puppy. Choke on it. Go on. Choke on it, puppy. Good boy.
This is exactly why I don't approve of interspecies relationships. A griffin doesn't know how to take care of a dog. Listen to him. Telling the poor dog to choke on his bone. I'm going to take it one step further and say I don't agree with fictional, mythological creatures having sex with real animals. I blame the gays for all of this. Those dirty sodomites spent years trying to convince us that the filthy acts that they commit upon each other, and in many cases in each other, was natural and acceptable. And the next thing you know, men are fucking animals. Then animals are fucking other species of animals. And now, real animals are fucking imaginary animals. The world has gone topsy-turvy. I bet you this all has something to do with global warming, too. All right, back to this abomination.
Come on. Do you want some milk? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Puppy wanted milk?
Oh, God. Puppy wants its milk. Dog whimpering.
Go, puppy.
Oh, me want to go Michael Vick on the dog. So annoying. What is that noise? Oh, Jesus Christ. My phone again. I'm sorry, guys. I gotta take this. Hello?
Hello there, Cub.
Hey there. You got a pretty sexy voice. What are you up to?
I'm just looking for a little fun tonight, honey.
Me too. I gotta tell you, you're getting my groin area all worked up. My manhood is pressed up firm and hard against my cotton briefs.
How about coming down to my den, honey bunch, and we'll have a little fun?
That sounds hot. Listen, I haven't had anything to eat, though, so maybe I can just grab a snack over your place before we start pouncing around.
That'd be fine, but I don't want you putting your fingerprints all over my refrigerator. I am very particular about my refrigerator. I do not want no fingerprints on there.
Oh, no,
you are to wear maybe some gloves.
Oh, my God. Mom, is that you?
Tim, is that you?
You're a married woman!
Oh, God. Am I... Oh, how embarrassing.
Oh, Mom, hold it right there. Just a second. I almost had sex with my mother. My mom knows. My cock was pressed firmly up against my underwear, and her voice made my cock hard. Okay. Where the hell did I put that fucking... There it is, and... Look at me, I'm alive again! Yay, I have risen, just like Jesus. But unlike Jesus, the reason I have risen is to play cum farts for you. So yes, thank you very much, my mother, for participating in that stupidity. She's always... She just goes along with whatever I tell her to do. God bless her. She didn't even understand what a cougar was.
Do you know what a cougar is?
It's a cat.
No, a cougar is an...
A car.
No, a car.
A Mercury Cougar.
A cougar is an older woman who goes out with really young guys, like 20-year-old guys. And so, like, these 20-year-old guys go out with, like, these 50, 60-year-old women. Just to have fun, you know?
Okay.
Yeah, okay, whatever. So, yes, thank you very much, Mom, for participating in that stupidity. If you're not a member of the Sideshow, please consider signing up right now. It's only $5. It'll make my mom happy. She'd be so proud of you if you would sign up for the Sideshow. It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. SuperFreakSideshow.com. Yesterday, I did an extended show. Tomorrow's program is going to be Sideshow exclusive. So if you want new DV, you got to sign up. SuperFreakSideshow.com. All right. Three quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, Mary Susan Arnold cried when she described finding the body of 23-month-old Cyrus Belt on the H1 freeway on January 17th, 2008. Methinks we're going to have to update our dead baby ticker on distortedview.com. Yes, the baby was found under a pedestrian overpass. There was nothing I could do, Arnold said. I held the baby's hands and it was warm. Arnold was the first person to reach the toddler and one of the first witnesses to testify yesterday in the murder trial of Matthew Higa in circuit court. Higa, 25, is facing a mandatory life prison term for allegedly killing the toddler by throwing him off the overpass. If you wonder what a baby sounds like being dropped from an overpass, let me give you a little simulation. Wee, wee, wee. That popping sound is its head being removed from its neck. All right. Yes, back to the story here. Belt died. Really, they have to explain what happened to the baby here. It was thrown off a fucking freeway overpass. It's not going to survive. You don't have to tell us how it died. Belt died from multiple blunt force injuries sustained in the nearly 29-foot fall, said Dr. Gail Suzuki, Deputy Honolulu Medical Examiner. A truck also ran... It's like a cartoon. A truck also ran over the boy after he landed on the roadway. Arnold said she was driving westbound on the freeway when a car and truck in front of her veered to the right, trying to dodge the baby, like in that movie Twister. Remember when Helen Hunt and who was it, Bill Paxton, were in the truck and they had to dodge like cows that were flying in the air because of the tornado? It was kind of like that, except with babies. And it was more of a just straight vertical drop. Hanson Sonny Clea was driving the truck two vehicles ahead of Arnold when he said he saw something fall in front of him, nearly hitting his vehicle. At the same time, his passenger blurted out, "Uncle, it's a baby!" He said he thought the object couldn't be a baby, it had to be a doll. Almost immediately, I felt a thump. Then I heard a loud pop. See what I mean? City Prosecutor Peter Carlisle said in his opening statement, the popping sound... Jesus Christ, this is an awful story. The popping sound was, yes, the baby's head exploding. Oh, that had to have been messy. How did I pronounce that name? Clea? Whatever. Whatever I said before, that name. Said he, too, pulled over and ran toward the boy's body. He said there was no way he could have avoided running over the toddler. Craig Hanks, who at the time lived near the overpass, testified that he saw Higa throw Belt off the overpass. Higa's lawyer, Randy Oyama, or something, did not make an opening statement yesterday. He has said his client is not guilty of murder. Why? Because he says the baby was already dead when he chucked him over the overpass. Oh, then he was just taking out the trash, basically. Okay. So the defense is not arguing that this guy threw the baby over the overpass, but just it was, already dead. Either way, this guy's a monster. So I guess the trial continues. Second story we have for you today. This one comes from our most fucked up state. Say it with me.
Florida, our most fucked up state.
The headline, Deadly Dentures. The widow and daughter of a Miami man who died at a South Carolina nursing facility in 2008 have filed a lawsuit against the maker of his denture adhesive, claiming his paralysis and death were a result of toxic polygrip. The family of Rodney Urbanek claims the 64-year-old ingested deadly levels of zinc through the product. It's just like toothpaste. You're not supposed to eat toothpaste. You know, you use it on your mouth, but you don't swallow it, for Christ's sakes. Stupid old people think they can just drink polygrip. It gives me strength! Yes, the product apparently caused him paralysis and ultimately death through pneumonia. Whatever. It may be the first denture death in the U.S., said the family's attorney. GlaxoSmithKline, the company that makes polygrip, and Super Polygrip, said they couldn't give any specific comments on the case since it's still in active litigation. The case reports mentioned in the media involved excessive use or misuse of denture adhesive on a chronic basis. I'm a chronic polygrip user. When the product is used as directed, the amount of zinc that might be swallowed is small and is not harmful, said the company in a statement. Urbanek had used polygrip for approximately 14 years, according to his family. The lawsuit filed in Miami claims Urbanek was completely healthy in 2007. How old was this guy? 64? That's about right. Time for him to go. But just 14 months later, he was paralyzed below the waist, confined to a wheelchair, and unable to lift his arms. Urbanek, he can't even put his dentures in anymore. Urbanek died a short while later, and his family's attorney said the main cause was a toxic level of zinc in his system, brought on by the evil polygrip. It's a great name for a supervillain. That would be a great, funny comic book series. Just a bunch of elderly superheroes. Because eventually, superheroes get old. You never hear what happens to them then. And elderly supervillains. That would be good. Because here's the thing. Superheroes, how are they going to retire? Where are they getting money from? I mean, they don't actually have real jobs. For the most part, right? They're superheroes. And so when they're unable to, do their superhero duties and they have to retire, what, are they going to live off the government? That's right, Superman. You're going to live in a state-run nursing home. No one loves you. All right. Yes. Where am I at here? Rodney's case is a troubling example of what can happen when manufacturers fail to warn consumers about the risks associated with their products and their attorney, blah, blah, blah. The makers of these denture adhesives knew full well that high levels of zinc posed a serious threat, blah, blah, blah. You get the idea. All right, final story we have for you today. This one comes from the great state of Ohio, and it might be my favorite story of the day. When you're paralyzed from the waist down, unable to control certain bodily functions, Akron area businessman Sean Pullett said accidents are bound to happen. Such an event did happen to him last summer at the Akron City Center Hotel when his colostomy pouch broke while he was sleeping. Despite paying nearly $500 to defray the cost of the cleanup, oh my god, could you imagine the smells in that room? Just dug into the carpet. I think it would take more than $500 to clean that mess up. Pullett learned two nights after Christmas that he no longer was welcome at the city's only downtown hotel. Soiled linens, he was told, was the reason. The hotel's reluctance to rent him a room is now the focus of a federal discrimination lawsuit Pullett filed on Tuesday in U.S. District Court in Akron. The suit seeks unspecified financial damages under the Americans with Disability Act. Maybe then you can afford a double-line colostomy bag so this type of shit won't happen again. All right, no one from the hotel nor hotel attorney John F. Childs could be reached for comment. Money isn't the goal of the lawsuit, said Pullett, 39, who was awarded $26 million after a 2001 work accident left him requiring the use of a wheelchair. This guy knows how to work the system. $26 million for an accident, and then he's probably going to make another $26 million just for busting open a colostomy bag. Pullett, a former truck driver who has become a notable local entrepreneur, said he has the financial means and personal fortitude to fight whenever he sees discrimination, either against himself or another disabled person. I will stand behind any disabled person that feels that they have been at all humiliated or discriminated against. I want justice, he said. Pullett, who has invested in several area businesses, really? Akron's pretty close to Ashtabula, and haven't taken any calls from Mr. Pullett yet. Listen, if you give me a couple mil, I will never make fun of window. I'll never utter the word window licker or unsavory again. I will fucking wipe their drool off with my tongue for a couple million. Ugh. I think I need to see the cash up front for that. Anyways, during his sleep on the night he was staying at the hotel, he said his colostomy bag failed, spewing waste across the hotel bed. When he discovered the mess, it didn't wake him up. He said he cleaned up and bagged the dirty linens. He tipped the maid $100 and paid the hotel $377 for the bedding. I have a colostomy. I'm disabled. I have no control of that muscle. It just goes. It releases. It was an accident and I paid for it, he said. That was the end of it. Nothing more was said. On the night of December 27th, Pullett and his business manager returned to the hotel, seeking a room for the night. It was approaching midnight, the roads were icy, and the temperature outside was in the lower teens, he recalled. But according to the lawsuit, the night desk clerk had news for Pullett as he sat in his wheelchair. He was banned from the hotel, and he would have to leave. Bum 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 bum. It's a very DIY sound effect day. I said, are you kidding me? He recalled. I was angry, shocked. The more I got into it, I said, are you really serious? I'm disabled, dude. It's freaking freezing and snowing and icy out. It's not safe for me to go back out there. The clerk, who eventually called for a security guard, didn't budge. He showed Pullett a note indicating that a manager had banned him for life. The reason? Soiled linens from his previous visit. Pullett left the hotel and was driven to a suburban hotel. The bottom line is they didn't want to rent to me because of what happened in August and my situation, and I can't help with what happened because I'm disabled. So there you go. Rock on, Mr. Pullett. Sue those bastards for all they're worth. Fight the good fight. Because really, I mean, are bed linens in a hotel more than $400? That seems a little outrageous. The dude paid for his linens anyway, so if his colostomy bag should explode again and spew forth a bunch of shit sewage, he'd pay up again. Come on. Knock it off. This banning. Ridiculous. All right, that, my friends, is your distorted news for Wednesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, freaks, speak to me.
This is Putin calling in, and I want you to...
Putin is calling in now.
You're popping hot bread.
It's Putin.
Yes. Daddy, do it. Daddy.
You know, at least when I go to Canada, I'll actually know how to pronounce the food now. You know what I mean? Like, that's something that I probably would have tried anyways before this whole thing. I mean, I knew Canadians liked to put gravy on their fries. I didn't know there was an actual name for a dish that contained that. And so I would definitely try it, but I would have been an idiot asking for Putin or Putin or whatever. Poutine.
Tim, you idiot. It's not Putin. That is the French pronunciation.
So it is Putin then. If it's the French pronunciation, it is... I don't understand
idiot.
That.
It's not Putin. That is the French pronunciation. You're pronouncing it wrong in French. Call it poutine.
Whatever. I'm so sick of hearing this. After today, I'm going to weed out any calls that mention it because it just infuriates me.
Hey, Tim S. fucking homo Jensen. This is Deng from Colorado.
Jensen.
Yes. Dang, the one that sends you those crazy news?
Oh, yes.
I just wanted to say thanks for mentioning me on your show, and
no
your
problem.
Show is badass, and it keeps me up in the morning.
Yes, well.
It's freaking tight.
I definitely try to give credit where credit is due if someone sends me a news story, unless they say they don't want to be mentioned. Believe me, if you send me a weird link, you know, and you say, you know, don't say my name on the show, I will obviously respect that.
Hey, Tim.
And instead, I'll take credit for it.
Hey, Tim. It's Matt in Kansas.
Hi.
I was listening to the Weekend Sideshow, and I feel bad for anybody on the free side because they just don't know how important it is to thank Jehovah for Kung Fu Bicycles and
yes.
Priscilla Presley.
That's true. Huh?
Angeluria!
His super bicycle.
Hey, Tim. Last time I remember Julie from Texas.
Julie. Ooh, a female Lifetime member.
And
lady, we are going to be together for a long, long time.
And I was just sitting
you
in the parking lot of a Long John Silver's.
You're not my mother, are you?
Long John Silver's. I have to give a credit card to somebody. Anyway.
Yeah.
And I realized that there are a lot of near-deads that come to Long John Silver's on Sundays.
Oh, yes. My parents love fish, right? Whenever they go to the restaurant, they'll get their fish or whatever. And they've tried Long John Silver's, but they don't like it. It's too salty for them.
And I didn't know that, and I found it odd and thought you might enjoy that.
Oh, my God. Long John Silver's, when they have their lobster bites, those are good.
Hey, Tim, it's Slideshow.
I'm a sucker for just horrible food. You know, down in Columbus, there's... And I guess it's... they're all over the place. But have you guys ever had that... I've been hearing a lot about it from people. And Joe, I guess Joe was just trying it recently. I think it's called Five Guys Burger or something like that. But everyone is raving about it. And I guess they're expanding pretty rapidly. So you might have one in your town. But it's very... I was looking at their menu. It's very basic. It just has, like, hamburger, you know, just a few menu items, like hamburger, hot dogs, and drink, you know, just like that. And then you can get different stuff on your hamburger, like onions and various condiments. But that's all they have. And it reminded me a lot of In-N-Out Burger when I was visiting California. So have you guys tried Five Guys Burger? If so, is it like In-N-Out Burger? Is it pretty much the same thing? Get back to me. I'm interested.
Jugu Tim, Sideshow member banger from Mesa, Arizona.
Love that I spent 3 minutes wasting time talking about some restaurant.
Jugu Tim, Sideshow member banger from Mesa, Arizona.
Yeah.
Recently a voicemail called in asking what are the rest of the freaks listening to podcast-wise, so I thought I'd just give my real quick top five that I'm listening to.
Okay.
I work 12-hour days, so...
We have time for a lot of podcasts.
Say I listen to... quite a few, but these are just a few of my favorites, the ones that I am paying for. Obviously, number one, without a doubt, is this show. I mean, it's,
thank you.
You know, so freaking awesome to know that I'm not the only one out there that has a sixth sense of humor. Because before this show, Tim, you kind of felt like, you know, like you were an island on your own. You laughed at shit, you know, and you're like, you felt like a piece of shit. But you know what, this show...
We're a rare breed. There's few of us, but it's good that we found each other.
I'm not such a piece of shit anymore, so... That's worth more than the $5 that I give you. It's a small price. So, without a doubt, this show's always the one.
People always say, yeah, it's a small price to pay. I'd pay 10 times that amount. I mean, come on. If you want to pay more, please do so.
Number two, very close number two, Keith and the Girl. Also very similar, although not quite as extreme as this show.
A lot of people love Keith and the Girl. Michael Carino is a big fan of Keith and the Girl. I met them very super briefly at a little dinner that was put together by some... I don't even remember the guy's name. This guy... So it was such a weird thing. The first podcast expo, he's like, I want everyone to go to dinner. I want to take everyone out to dinner. So it was like me, Keith and the Girl, Paul and Jeanette from the BK and J show, these two guys that did a podcast. I don't know if they still do it. I don't think they do. Bib and Yaz or something like that. And then Don and Drew, I think, were even there. So this guy, he's like, and I didn't want to go out to dinner at all, right? I didn't want to go out to to dinner with everyone because I just want to be left alone. But I go, right, and because I'm like, oh, a free dinner. I'm not going to pass that up, right, at a nice little restaurant or whatever. And then at the end of dinner, he's like, all right, well, everyone chip in what you can. I'm like, what? You don't say you're going to take someone out to dinner and then make everyone pay for their meals. Because then everyone was like, well, we'll just pay for our meals then. So, you know, I'd end up paying like $30 or whatever it was. And it's not like I'm, you know, was being ungrateful or anything. It's just that at the beginning of this whole thing, he got us all into this dinner situation because I think most of us were saying to ourselves, well, oh, I'm not going to pass up a free dinner. And then it was the old switcheroo at the end. Or bait and switch. I don't know. Whatever the fuck it is. But we ended up having to pay for our meals anyways.
Between Distorted View and Keith and the Girl, I think you guys...
But that's where I met Keith and the Girl very briefly.
Between the two of you, almost every year at the Podcast Awards. So definitely a great show. I think there's a lot of crossover from both shows, so check that out.
Yes.
Number three is Smart Wrestling Fan. I don't know if it's ever come up, Tim. I don't know if you're a wrestling fan. This is kind of it's kind of for the what's called the smart fans, which are kind of the fans that are in the know about the backstage politics and stuff. It's very funny, and it doesn't take itself seriously, and they do reviews very, very well produced, considering they're on a shoestring budget. Number four is the nationally syndicated Bob and Tom show. It's one of these shows that literally has been around forever. It's kind of a morning show, but it's like literally the
really
biggest one in the world.
I've heard of them.
They're like syndicated everywhere. So that's number four. And finally, number five, the WTF, which is a podcast done by the comedian Mark Maron. It talks general politics, and he has comedian guests
on,
and it's really
him.
Good. So, all right, well, those are my top five.
There you go, some new podcasts for you freaks to check out.
Hey, you know how you, like, you don't want to, like, make racism any worse or anything? You're just, like, joking. You're completely not being serious about anything.
Right.
Well... Actually, now whenever I see, like, black people doing anything, like...
You say TNB?
Blackish. I think of them in terms of Miss Miller. Like, Miss Miller, pops in my head and says, "You goddamn chicken bean!"
Well...
Oh, I just thought I'd let you know.
Maybe I am. I think I'm turning a new generation even more racist.
Poutine! It's pronounced poutine, you fucking idiot!
I want... to plow you. Jigoo.
All right, thank you.
Hey, spot on, fucker. Here's how you make that marijuana-flavored, artificial-flavored soda. You use the Distorted Brew, right? Patented, you know, you and the, that was his name, the Haley's Comet freak. And you scrape just from Buffalo's lungs. Right? Right?
Yeah.
And if you want, like, do, like, a locale one, you scrape...
That wouldn't be artificial, though. That's real marijuana juice.
Fucker's lung. Right? Right? And if you want to do, like a weird...
I get your point. All right, guys. Thank you to everyone who called into the voicemail line. If you've never called in... give it a shot. I don't get to play all the voicemails, so it might take a couple tries for you, but I do try to get to as many as I can, and we're going to be doing some voicemail shows here soon because, I'll be moving, and that'll be a great way to, get you some new content while I'm setting up my studio and everything. All right, so yes, that's all the time we have on this edition of the show. Want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660. God, it's an oh God.
How about coming down to my den, honey bunch, and we'll have a little fun.
So incredibly creepy. All right, spread the distortion, tell all your friends about the podcast, and don't forget, tomorrow's program is going to be Sideshow exclusive. If you're not a member, sign up right now, superfreaksideshow.com, and we'll see you back on Friday to end the week. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody.
Hello, my treacherous friends. Thank you for joining me here tonight. I brought you all here to discuss, as I must, how pleasant it's been. Hello, my treacherous friends. Thank you for joining me here tonight. I brought you all here to discuss, as I must, how pleasant it's been.
Whatever you want in that refrigerator, I'll get for you.